Happy Friday. It's Friday, June 27th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy Pride, happy end of June. Let's end this month on a joyful note. Please, Kevin, please. Throughout history, gay people have gone through hell. We've lived the agony. So, what's the ecstasy part? I don't mean the drug. Calm down. I mean the joy. The kind you only find after you've walked through fire. That journey taught us a few things. It taught us what really matters. Leonardo da Vinci, Virginia Woolf, Tchaikovsky. They taught us to be great. Wolf's passionate relationship with Vita Sackville West inspired Orlando, one of the first gender-bending novels in English literature. Tchaikovsky, the Russian composer, was painfully closeted. His letters reveal the deep conflict he endured under a crushingly homophobic regime. But still, he gave us Swan Lake, the Nutcracker. Even in silence, greatness speaks. And once it's shared, that greatness belongs to us all. James Baldwin, Harvey Milk. They taught us to be open. Baldwin, black, gay, brilliant, wrote Giovanni's Room and The Fire Next Time at a time when it was dangerous to be gay. Harvey Milk was one of the first openly gay elected officials in the U.S. He used his voice to say, "You are not alone." Openness isn't just honesty, it's leadership. To be visible in a world that says you shouldn't be is an act of courage. And courage invites others to stand beside you. Alan Turing, Marsha P. Johnson. They taught us to be helpful. Turing cracked the Nazi code and helped end a war. Then was chemically castrated for being gay. Marsha led the Stonewall Uprising and co-founded Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries, STAR, to support homeless queer youth. We've lifted others while fighting for ourselves. Service rooted in pain raises the standard for all of us. Jose Saria, Bayard Rustin. They taught us to be progressive. Jose, a drag performer, was the first openly gay person to run for office in America, paving the way for Harvey Milk. Bayard organized the 1963 March on Washington. He was MLK's right-hand man. Black, gay, pacifist, often sidelined, but absolutely essential. Real change makers don't walk the beaten path. They clear it. And when they fight for inclusion, the ripple effects reach everyone. That's the real joy, the real ecstasy. When your story expands the future, not just for you, but for everyone. To me, being gay is a superpower. Seeing the world from the outside gives you the power to change it from within. That's not just resilience. That's transformation. That's magic. I'm talking about changing punishment into influence. From outlaw to icon, from whispered shame to honored legacy. What once got us jailed can now get us statues. When the punished speak, the law listens. Changing pain into knowledge. The AIDS crisis devastated this community, but it forced a reckoning in medicine, in public health, in compassion. The systems that failed us learned, and they save more lives now because we spoke up. Changing shame into beauty. When you've been mocked, you notice the wounds in others. That's empathy. Queer people turn insult into art, trauma into poetry. We wear what tried to break us and make it shine. Changing repression into appreciation. When love is forbidden, when you've had to hide your joy, you learn to cherish it. You learn how to celebrate sexuality with your whole soul. From chosen families to public pride, we've turned what was once beaten down into something precious and something profoundly human. Agony doesn't just lead to ecstasy. Sometimes it makes it possible. Those who've cried the hardest can laugh the loudest. And those who've been through hell, they're the ones who know what heaven means. Agony taught us survival. The ecstasy taught us to live. When I was growing up, people said that being gay was a mistake, that you were made wrong. But I've learned different doesn't mean wrong. Different means essential. Different means alive. And those who are told you don't belong, they're the ones who help us figure out what belonging is all about. That's the lesson the Rex learn in the song, I Didn't Used To. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, agony taught us survival. The ecstasy taught us to live. Thanks so much for listening. Don't let anyone put you down for being different. And if someone tells you different is wrong, you can tell them to go to hell. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday and a happy Pride.